Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. This half hour, we'll hear from The Miracles, T.G. Shepherd, Stevie Wonder, Frank Wilson, The Temptations, Giorgio, Mary Wells, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars, all coming up during the next half hour as we feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
Helps me with my clothes. guess she stays on with me, cause she really knows that I'm trying to find my freedom by escaping to the only freedom I've ever known. And she
with Tom Fallon.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring.
I love you.
a Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, I Just Called to Say I Love You, and then reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1984. Before that, T.G. Shepherd and Devil in a Bottle, and that reached number 54 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1975, but number one on the country charts. Motown had a subsidiary label called Melody Land for their country songs. And we started with The Miracles and Going to a Go-Go, number 11 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. Well, coming up, a very rare and obscure song by Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. Well, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do is a prized item among collectors collecting 45s, because only approximately 250 demo 45s of the song were pressed in 1965. It was scheduled for release on December 23, 1965, and owing to a combination of Wilson deciding they'd rather focus on producing and Berry Gordy's lukewarm reception of the vocals, and his wish to prevent his producers from having a successful recording career, the demos were destroyed. Well, at least two and as many as five copies survived, one of which fetched around $40,000 in May of 2009. One of them is rumored to be owned by Berry Gordy, but that has not been confirmed. Well, due to its scarcity, it remains one of the most collectible discs on the Motown record label. The song was first officially released to the UK in 1979, and again in 2004 with a version of the same song by Chris Clark on the B-side. The song has been featured in two advertisements, one for KFC and the other for the Happy Egg Company. Well, here is Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do, right here on Motown.
Thank you. feather in your cap if you catch a robber. Dirt in your face if your scheme falls through. Pay close attention to my story. You'll find every word is true. Has he? In the name of God, won't somebody stop me?
Stop him, think about the children.
It's a matter of life and death. Can't you
see?
Ain't no time to stand back and point your finger.
No time to point your finger.
We've got to face reality.
Works and works.
All of my friends.
She Tina's berry. Tina, Tina, I want Tina, Tina's berry. Tina, Tina, I want. Oh la la.
Giorgio with a song called Tina Cherry, and that only reached number 96 in the United States Billboard from 1987, but it did reach number 1 on the dance charts that year. And Giorgio's last name is Alentini, and he was a singer, songwriter, keyboardist, and guitarist. Before that, the Temptations would Take a Look Around, and they reached number 30 on the United States Billboard pop charts from 1972. And we started with Frank Wilson, a very rare 45, Do I Love You, Indeed I Do, recording released in 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those 3 decades in order. But we're back to the 1960s, and specifically 1964 with Mary Wells' smash number one hit, My Guy, right here on Motown. We'll be right back. Junior Walker and the All-Stars and Do You See My Love For You Growing. They reached number 32 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1970. And we started with Mary Wells and My Guy, number one from 1964. Well, this half hour, we featured songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. Well, we just finished up with 1970, so after the break, we'll kick off the next half hour from a song from the 1980s. So keep it right here on Motown.